I'm Adele Loisel with a Blackburn News Update. In a bid to address the skilled labor gap and help Ontario's economy recover from COVID-19, the Ontario government is investing $4 million into boot camps. The one-day sessions will encourage those looking for work to connect with employers in the skilled trades and kickstart a new career. Right now, Labor Minister Monty McNaughton says there's more than 220,000 vacant jobs in Ontario, many in the skilled trades.
Not every young person needs to go to university. We need guidance counselors, parents, and young people spreading the word that a career in the trades is well-paid, meaningful, and you can even start your own business.
The unemployment rate for those 15 to 24 last month was over 21%. The boot camps will be held in 25 communities, and the list will be released at the end of the month. Ontario will also put up $10 million to help identify, investigate, protect, and commemorate Indian residential school burial sites. It'll also provide mental health supports for survivors of that system. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission's report identified 18 such sites in Ontario, and many have been repurposed or destroyed. Still haven't been vaccinated against COVID-19? Or maybe you got the AstraZeneca shot before March 23rd and want an mRNA shot the second time around? A pop-up clinic in Kingsville tomorrow is offering Moderna. It's from 1 to 7 in the parking lot of St. John de Brébeuf on Main Street. Those who got the Moderna vaccine before April 18th and those over 70 who got it before May 18th are invited too. The number of active COVID-19 cases is below 100 in Windsor Essex. We had 93 today. We also had an increase of 13 cases. Over 82,000 people here have now been fully vaccinated. The number of new cases continues to slide in Ontario too. We had just under 300 today, along with 13 new deaths. It's the Yankees and the Jays tonight in Major League Baseball. The Tigers have another one against the Royals. The Islanders and the Lightning play game two of their conference final. The Islanders won game one. And in the NBA playoffs, it's Milwaukee and the Nuggets playing game five. Sunshine, bit windy today. We'll get up to 25 degrees. Clear skies tonight, but we could get fog patches overnight and down to 10. And sunny tomorrow, 25. I'm Adele Loisel. For more on these and other stories, go to BlackburnNewsWindsor.com.